Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. He's Greg Pickle. This is Ask Greg. Your Penn State football and recruiting questions answered. Brought to you by TailgateWine.com. If you're looking for a unique gift idea for that Penn State fan in your life, you got to start right there, TailgateWine.com, and check out the blue and white wine gift box. They also have wine and barbecue packages with sauces and rubs. All of it is there at TailgateWine.com, where great wine meets great barbecue. Greg Pickle over here will be picking the best question of the day, and whoever gets the best question will get a bottle of Tailgate Wine. So be sure to download the Keystone Sports app. Check out the Ask Greg button there. Fire off your question. You will be in the running. But it better be good, because we got some quite a few, and we got some good ones this week for Greg to answer. Are you ready, my friend?
Let's do it. I am more than ready. I woke up ready.
I personally love this question. I don't pick the best question, but if I did, this might be my choice. James from Midland. If James Franklin decided on a non-football career path, what would his job title be today?
Wow. Absolutely no idea. I would be head psychiatrist. He was a psych major. He makes a point to bring that up more often than not. So he would either be a professor of psychology somewhere, or he would be the head of psychology for probably – yeah, you know how the Patriots have all those like off-field some of them are doctors. Some of them are wellness people. Some of them, yeah. God knows what they do, but they're there to do something for somebody. I think he'd be one of those guys. But it's hard to see him in the shadow. You know, he's such a – yeah. He's such an outgoing and – controlling leader type person, and it's hard to see him just sort of being a guy, if you will.
Well, and there is no way that James Franklin would commit himself to a life of academia. No right. way he's in academia and grinding away on research papers. And not that he isn't capable of doing that. What he would have done is he would have finished up his football career. He would have gotten a psychology degree. He would have started in some kind of sales capacity somewhere. And I know the running like used car salesman line about him. He would have started in sales somewhere. He would have dominated that field to the point where he would have just ascended some kind of corporate ladder. He would be a chief executive officer somewhere. He'd be a CEO somewhere, because anywhere you go, if you provide revenue at an unbelievable scale for a company, you will climb that company's chain.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons I'm sitting here today is I've provided no revenue whatsoever for anyone whatsoever. I've been a liability, and this is how we get – us.
Yeah.
So for him, I just can't imagine he wouldn't have been in a field where he is on the go, engaging with people, making sales, making money, and then he would have climbed that corporate ladder. He would have been somewhere on Wall Street or something to that effect,
right.
being that leader that you described, using that psychology degree when it comes down to it.
Laughing and not having any idea 35 seconds ago, we sort of got that one surrounded.
We got
a good question. It's a quick early winner or leader of the question, not only because it's number one, but we like the off the wall ones.
Think about it differently.
Yeah.
You know, like we spend a lot of time discussing spring football and looking at the roster and figuring out recruiting and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, I love that too.
Yeah, good question.
Mike from Charlotte, I see another 9-3 season coming up.
Wow.
And a breakout season in 2020. What's more important, start Tommy Stevens and show kids the benefits of sticking around and you will get rewarded, or start Sean Clifford and get him experience so you're not breaking a new quarterback in for the 2020 season?
Yeah, boy, I honestly don't know. That's a good question. I mean, let's just start with the idea of 9-3. I mean, I think the win totals just came out today, or this week rather, from BetOnline. They had Penn State at 8.5 with the over juice. So they're expecting Penn State to win 9 games at this point. I think that's fair. There's a part of me that wants to say that Penn State should win more than 9 games, but they have tough road trips, and James Franklin and co. have not found a way to win consistently big games on the road. They haven't won them at home necessarily either, as judged by losing to Michigan State and Ohio State last year at home. So, to me, I think that you go with Stevens this year if he's your guy, or if Clifford's your guy, you go with him. I don't think whether your breakout year is this year, next year, if it never comes, I don't think you look at it and say plan your quarterback schedule based off of your potential to break out. I think you do it based off of who's the guy, and we'll start to figure that out during spring practice.
Yeah, and the other thing I would say about that is that I think when you get into what message you want to send, or you know, let's think ahead to 2020, that's not anywhere near the top of the priority list for James Franklin. To him, it's just going to come down to who is the best prepared to be the best quarterback right now for this football team. I know that he would love to reward the kid who stuck around when it could have been easy to go someplace else and maybe have a clear path to start.
Right.
I'm sure that he considers that and thinks about that, but not at the expense of reducing his team's chances of winning.
Right.
And I mean, at the end of the that is what matters most. And I think it just happens to be that Tommy Stevens is the guy. I don't know that Sean Clifford, like I know in 2020 it would help obviously Sean Clifford to have a full year of starting experience, but he's going to have to be a first-time starter at some point. And I do think that he's going to be very well prepared from a mental and physical standpoint to be the starter, agreed, whether it's in 2019 or 2020.
Yeah, whether it's today, tomorrow, or otherwise. I 100% agree with that.
Here's another good question I really like. David from Lancaster, if you could make a change to the recruiting ranking system, what would you change?
Whew, good question. I think the one thing I would change is I would drop ESPN's rankings from the 247 Sports team composite. And it's nothing against Tom Van Rien and why can't I think of the head, Tom Luginbill and those guys. It's just they don't have the resources. You know, 247 Sports and Rivals has people all over the country, and they have people everywhere, you know, for the opportunity to see kids work out. ESPN has like two people that, you know, do their recruiting stuff. There's not enough eyeballs. There's not enough people to do it. So if I was going to do one thing, it would be that, because those rankings are usually very different from what Rivals and 247 figure out. So they drastically change the team composite, and always usually not for the better.
Here's what I would say, and I don't know what the fix is, because these guys have a tremendous task ahead of them to try to sort through every high school football player in the country and deem who's going to be better and who's not. But the one sort of flaw in the system is I think sometimes the rankings are made with the who's going to be the best NFL player in mind. And the guys who slip through the cracks are, you know, and Penn State has recruited a bunch of them at quarterback, are guys who are not prototypical in any way for NFL systems. And I think Micah Bowen is another kid in the 2020 class that slips under the radar because he is not going to have the strongest arm or the best 40 time or whatever, but he knows how to win. His physical skills are more than enough for the college ranks, but because he doesn't scream NFL potential, he will just never really get the time of day from these services. And
but what do you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. He plays at one of the more high profile. He won't.
But is he going to wow you on the camp circuit?
No. In that perspective, right.
A lot of the basis for these rankings is done.
Right.
And that's where and to their defense, that's where most of these analysts are seeing these guys firsthand. Right. You're not really getting from game to game to game to game in season.
Right.
That's your basis. And he's just never going to – he's never going to turn your head.
Right. But I do think he's a good get for Penn State. I don't think there's any debate about that. We're on the same page there for sure.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is Ask Greg, brought to you by TailgateWine.com, where we are giving away a bottle of Tailgate Wine to the person who asked the best question. And so far, we've got a couple good contenders, I think. Let's see if we can get anybody who can knock them off the top. Andy from Falls Church, Virginia. It looks like Cam Brown will have to sit out the first half of the Idaho game because of the targeting call in the bowl game. With Jarvis Miller transferring out, who do you think will start in his place against Idaho?
Wow. I have not pondered that. It's a good question, though. It's a really good question. I'm going to go with – boy, I don't know. I mean, there's a part of me that wants to go with Ellis Brooks. And there's a part of me that wants to go with Jesse Lucchetta. And then there's another part of me that says Lance Dixon or Brandon Smith could step up and do that. So, wow, that's a great question. I'll go with Donovan Johnson because Penn State will start in a sub package. Yeah, how about that?
How about that smoke and mirrors all over the place?
So Dan Johnson and Micah Parsons are starting linebackers, and Penn State starts with an extra defensive back who is Donovan Johnson.
So
I'll print that one. Save that recording for August and see if that worked out.
Greg's going to mention 65 defenders and then be like, you know what? It's none of them. It's none of those guys. I think Brandon Smith's on the field.
Oh,
that's my thought.
I like it.
I think his skill set most closely resembles Cam Brown's, except from a raw talent perspective, he's got more of it. So it's a natural fit to plug him in there, not just for the Idaho game, but for that spot. I just think he's going to be your reserve linebacker at that spot when it's all said and done. Penn State's got a lot of choices to make in their rotation, so there's a lot of projection involved here. There's a lot that is still going to play itself out, but I think Brandon Smith is going to be ready, and I think he's going to be good enough, and I think he brings that same package of length and mobility to the table that Cam Brown does. So that would be my choice, but I think your thought is very, very valid that they'll go in a different package.
Brent Pry does love to dial up that extra defensive back package, so I think it's plausible, if not likely. So we'll see.
Steve from Arlington, Virginia, do you think Penn State will get any other transfer portal players? If so, are there particular positions that could benefit from the increased depth?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, I'm glad this question came up. I actually wanted to get on my soapbox. So we'll just pick the winner now. That's the winner, because I actually wanted to talk about this.
All right.
So the problem I have with the idea of the transfer portal and all this stuff regarding, you know, what help depth and this, that, and the other thing. Look, if these guys – look at the majority of the transfers. Outside of Juwan Johnson, none of the guys that left Penn State were ones that were playing or that were going to play in 2019. It's just – these guys are – it's the same deal with these guys coming from other schools, you know. And if they're not going to play at their other school, Florida State or wherever – kids usually leave a school like Florida State to go to a school like, you know, again, at Boston College or something like that, somewhere smaller that they may have a chance to get on the field. Not typically Penn State, because Penn State's recruited well. It has its starters. If a guy can't play at another major Power 5 school, why is he going to play at Penn State? So I don't know if any position necessarily is going to be helped greatly by transfers, but they certainly would love, I'm sure, to have a defensive tackle come in if one's available, because that's a position that it needs help the most at this point, I think. So that's my little rant for the day, and that's the winner.
All right, Steve from Arlington. Coming out of nowhere to win this race. So be on the lookout for communication from us for your bottle of tailgate wine. And everybody else, be sure to get your questions in and check us out, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.